Well, checking sports this morning, today's state football championship games at the Unidome have been postponed due to the threat of a winter storm. The title games in Class 1A, 2A, and 4A will now be played on Monday.
We felt it best in everybody's concern, safety of the teams, the schools, the fans, you name it, to postpone. And Monday's the only available date for the Dome because UNI's at home on Saturday.
That's Bud Legg of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, who says Weather Service officials told Executive Director Alan Bestie that the Cedar Falls area could expect 9 to 12 inches of snow.
This was the right move. Every bit of information that Mr. Bestie and his administrative group could get together, postpone it.
It's the first time in 44 years that the football finals have been postponed, and Legg only remembers one other similar postponement, the boys' state basketball tournament in 1959.
That got postponed on Saturday to Monday, 13-inch blizzard in the central part of Iowa pretty well did that in. But that's the only one that I can remember.
So the 1A, 2A, 4A games will be played Monday at the same time schedule. Now, yesterday, the first three championship games were played, and Ben Specht threw a record 7 touchdown passes, and Marcus MMC held off Gilbertville Don Bosco 57-52 Thursday in the 8-player state championship game. MMC recovered in a big way after Don Bosco scored in the game's second play, surviving a freewheeling affair that produced 879 yards and the most total points scored in a title game regardless of class. Specht finished 15 of 21 for 293 yards and added 140 yards in a touchdown rushing as MMC won its second championship in 4 years. Don Bosco's Brandon Bagby threw 6 touchdown passes, including a 1-yarder to Caleb Rigdon, and then a 2-point conversion pass to Rigdon that drew the Dons to within 57-52 with a minute 33 left. But MMC recovered Don Bosco's onside kick and was able to run out the clock. Eric Stokes rushed for a record 282 yards and 4 touchdowns, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck rolled past Akron Westfield 52-20 Thursday to win the Class A state championship. Quarterback Jake Schumann accounted for 3 more scores as the Rebels, last year's state runner-up, finished with 10 straight victories after starting the season 2-2. Stokes swept around right end for an 80-yard touchdown run on his team's second snap and added scoring runs of 52, 53, and 21 yards. He carried 25 times in breaking the old title game record of 255 yards by Brad Sitzman of Lamar's Galen in 1995. His 4 touchdowns tied a record. Also, do-it-all quarterback Noah Clayburgh ran for 2 touchdowns and passed for another to lead Pella past district rival Norwalk 31-17 last night for their second straight Class 3A state championship. Running back Nathan Henry also threw a touchdown pass as Pella beat Norwalk for the second time this season and ran its 2-year winning streak to 28. Clayburgh carried 33 times for 186 yards and rarely went down the first time he was hit. He added 121 yards on 9 of 15 passing, including an 11-yard touchdown strike to Will Warner that gave the Little Dutch a 17-7 lead late in the third quarter. Brady Bransfield totaled 213 yards running and passing for Norwalk, but too many drives stalled and the Warriors were hurt by penalties that negated a couple of successful fake punts. Well, Iowa reached its first major milestone last week when it secured its best start in school history. The 6th-ranked Hawkeyes can claim another program first, a West Division title with a win over scuffling Purdue on Saturday. A spot in the Big Ten title game is crucial for Iowa, which likely needs a victory there over Ohio State, Michigan State, or even Michigan to have a shot at the 4-team playoffs. Iowa 6-0 in the Big Ten, 10-0 overall. Purdue 2-8 overall. They're 1-5 in the Big Ten entering Saturday's game. We'll have it for you Saturday morning, 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff in the final home game of the year for the Hawkeyes. One of the greatest receivers in TCU history is done for the rest of the regular season. Senior Josh Dotson will miss the last 2 regular season games for the number 11 Horned Frogs because of an injured wrist. He was hurt November 7th against Oklahoma State when he planted his hand on the turf after a catch and a defender fell on his left arm. Dotson set TCU's single-season records this season with 79 catches, a nation-leading 1,337 yards, and 14 touchdowns. He's the career record holder with 29 TDs and 2,773 yards, and his 180 receptions are just 1 short of that mark. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars are now 4-6 after putting together back-to-back wins for the first time since December of 2013. Rashad Green's long punt return set up the go-ahead touchdown as the Jags downed Tennessee 19-13 in the Thursday night contest. Green brought back a punt 63 yards before Blake Bortles hit Julius Thomas for a 5-yard scoring strike with 3:30 remaining. The 2-8 Titans lost for the 8th time in 9 games, spoiling the debut of interim coach Mike Mularkey. In college basketball yesterday, Iowa raced out to a big early lead, and they never looked back in an 89-61 win at Marquette in the Gabbett tip-off game last night, heard here on KJAN. The Hawkeyes rolled out of the gate as they were up 48-21 at the half.
I don't remember in all my career a team really locking in 5 guys together on their key personnel, on what they like to do. At the same time, going down to the other end and executing our offensive game plan.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who was pleased with the way the Hawkeyes handled their first road game.
If you're going to be a good team, you've got to be able to win on the road, and you've got to be able to beat good teams, and you've got to be able to maintain your composure. And that's what we did.
Well, that's the guard combination of Mike Gasell and Anthony Clemens combined for 22 points, 11 assists, and 7 steals.
You know, we have some of the best scorers in the country, and Jared Uthoff and Peter Jock. But, you know, me and Sappy feel like from the guard position, offensively and defensively, we really have to set a tone. And I think that's what got us on track at the beginning of the game tonight. You know, Sappy gets a steal on one of the first plays. And, you know, it was just tremendous effort all night.
Iowa had success on the road last year, and Gasell says they wanted to show that they could do it again.
It's our first road game of the season. So as a upperclassman, a starting five, knew we had to set a tone, especially for the young guys, and show them what it's like to play on the road. You know, I think we just did a tremendous job defensively and playing team defense. It wasn't one guy.
Iowa had 6 players in double figures. Peter Jock led the way with 20 points for the Hawkeyes as they improved to 3-0 with the rout. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops, 16th-ranked Utah, number 22 Butler were winners in the first round of the Puerto Rico tip-off in San Juan. Lorenzo Bonham scored a season-high 20 points, and Jordan Loveridge added 18 as the Utes earned a 73-63 win against Texas Tech. Butler followed its school record 144-point assault in its season opener with a 93-59 rout of Missouri State. 6th-ranked Virginia bounced back from Monday's season-opening loss to George Washington by whipping Bradley 82-57. Also, it was number 12 Arizona, 88-76 over Boise State at home last night. 14th-ranked Indiana ripped Creighton, 86-65. 17th-rated Vanderbilt, a 79-72 overtime win over Stony Brook. Number 23 LSU beat South Alabama, 78-66. Well, the 7th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones are considered a national title contender because of a star-studded roster led by All-American George Niang. So far, unheralded senior Abdul Nader has been as valuable as anyone on the team. Nader has made the most of his move into the starting lineup. The 6'6" forward is averaging over 15 points and nearly 8 rebounds a game through 2 games, helping to stabilize a team that's still adjusting to new coach Steve Prome. Iowa State has the weekend off. They're next up. On Monday, they'll host Chattanooga. The Cyclones are 2-0 on the season. Well, the Washington Nationals were a tremendous disappointment this year, but their 22-year-old right fielder was awesome. Bryce Harper has become the youngest unanimous MVP in baseball history, taking National League honors for a season in which the Nationals missed the playoffs by 7 games. Harper led the majors with a .649 slugging percentage, a .460 on-base average, while hitting .330 with 42 homers and 99 RBIs. It's the latest postseason honor for the 4-year veteran who received a Silver Slugger last week and was the 2012 National League Rookie of the Year. Harper is the first MVP in franchise history, and that includes the team's years as the Montreal Expos. Arizona first baseman Paul Goldschmidt was second in the voting, followed by Cincinnati first baseman Joey Votto. Josh Donaldson is the American League MVP after helping the Toronto Blue Jays reach the playoffs for the first time in 22 years. Donaldson paced the American League with 123 RBIs, hit .297 with 41 homers, and a Major League best 122 runs scored. The third baseman received 23 first-place votes. Runner-up Mike Trout of the Angels received 7 first-place votes, and Kansas City outfielder Lorenzo Cain finished 3rd. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.